This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Jen, good morning. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Jen joins us on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. So the idea, listen, I still believe that money kind of solved the Bregman issue, and the fact that Boston was $10 million a year more than anyone else probably sealed the deal. But I loved reading about Theo as sort of this mentor to Craig Breslow, who also was here in Chicago.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they have a history that goes way back even to Boston when, Craig was a player in Boston. So, you know, there's been ties for them for a long time. Theo hired, as you guys know, Craig to kind of run the pitching restructuring department in 2019 for the Cubs, and was, you know, learned under Theo kind of how to run the ropes, how to be an executive, how to be in a front office. Breslow's, as you guys know, a Yale guy, very, very smart guy and kind of very analytical guy. And, you know, I think very much knew that side of things. But being a, you know, first time or, you know, this is his second year chief baseball officer is what his title is in Boston. There's a lot that goes into it. And I think the Red Sox really realized they needed to give Craig someone to kind of just be a guidepost. So Theo came on last year, it was about a year ago this time, as sort of a senior advisor in Fenway Sports Group. So Fenway Sports Group owns the Red Sox, Liverpool. They have a PGA group that they own. They have a F1 sport, or a NASCAR group that they own. They have a wide range of assets in their portfolio, and Theo is role that, as we know, it's been very kind of under wraps, is to kind of oversee all the teams and sort of how they just manage some bigger moves. And obviously this was a big move for the Red Sox to kind of invest in, and he also was advising Breslow when they were going after Soto, and when they really made a push for a $700 million deal for Soto. Obviously, that would have been, you know, by far the biggest, and it obviously ended up being the biggest deal with the Mets, but the Red Sox were really pushing on that, and Theo helped Breslow sort of navigate the complexities of all that, navigate the complexities of dealing with Scott Boras. You know, that was one thing someone told me, was just, you know, as a new sort of GM, chief baseball officer type, dealing with Boras, the super agent that's, you know, is the most experienced and well-known agent and best agent kind of out there, is tricky, you know, and there's a lot of things that you need to know how to do in kind of handling him. And so I think that was another thing that Breslow was able to learn from Theo. So I do think, you know, the other thing that Breslow was telling me was, at the same time, you know, while Theo was very influential and helpful in the process of it all, he made it clear that, you know, Theo did to Breslow that this is your decision. I'm going to give you advice on how to handle this, but I want to kind of empower you to make sure this isn't Theo's decision. This is Breslow's decision. This is Breslow's team. And Theo was sort of just the, this is what you should think about. This is how you should be thinking about the future and all those kind of things.
Can he dive into NASCAR? Wouldn't that be a more better use of his time for the Cubs fan perspective? But I think, Jen, great story, great reporting. But I just wonder, what is the perception of Theo Epstein and his involvement? I don't want to call it meddling because it's an official role in an official capacity. But as he returns to where he once won a championship, a couple championships, we know how he is held on a pedestal in Chicago. How about in Boston? Theo's involvement in this, and it seems like it's welcome because Craig Breslow doesn't have a huge ego, it seems, and he did a great job in Chicago and he knows what he doesn't know. Is Theo Epstein's involvement welcome by everybody and the fan base?
Oh, 100%. 100% from the fan base. I mean, I think the fans in Boston were pretty devastated that he left Boston, back in 2011. It's been years, and I mean, I've still been, over a decade at this point, and, people still talk about just the influence he had on 04 and 07 and just sort of turning around the organization, and obviously did the same thing in Chicago. So this guy is someone that I think everyone knows is a top-tier negotiator, top-tier just baseball mind, baseball executive, and why not kind of lean into his experience and his just know-how on how to do all this? I think, when he moved on from Chicago, he was looking for something different and maybe potentially kind of going towards the ownership track. And so sort of being a senior advisor in FSG seems like it's, kind of on that track. I think part of that deal is he is sort of part of the ownership group, and obviously not. John Henry is still the majority owner. Tom Warner, the co-chairman, and Sam Kennedy, the CEO. So that's still the ownership group. But Theo kind of has slid in over the past year and sort of just this advisory role. And again, like I said, it's not just the Red Sox. He has had a heavy hand in helping with coaching changes and with Liverpool and some of the bigger deals that they're dealing with, Mosala and all their major players, just as the Red Sox have over their years. So he's sort of just like a overarching business mind of how is this affecting the business bottom line, not so much just his baseball acumen, but his just business wherewithal and kind of how to run a team overall. So I think that's been his biggest impact, and they have tried to sort of keep. I was surprised that the people I talked to told me how heavily Theo was involved, because I've tried to over the past year find out exactly what he's doing and exactly what his role is, and it's been kept a little under wraps. So I think that they were just excited that they got this deal done and kind of proud of it and wanted to give Theo some kudos for it and just make sure that was known. But I think that there's more that we don't know about what he does, and I think that that's something that we'll try to keep exploring too.
I'm curious if they'll have to call him for their happily ever after. In other words, Rafael Devers doesn't seem too pleased that he's supposed to give up third base, and he's already expressed that he's a third baseman. You heard Alex Cora say basically that, that's Rafi being Rafi and we make the decisions, etc. Where will Bregman play? Is there any chance that he is not the third baseman? He's pretty good at that position, pretty much better than Devers if we're talking defense.
Yeah, he won a Gold Glove last year at the position. That was the first time in his career, but he's by far a superior defender. The Red Sox have, over the years, I would say been deferential to Devers. He's their superstar. He wants to be a third baseman. They've kept him at third base despite him leading, the league in errors every year since 2018 at the spot. And he's gotten better here and there, but the bottom line is that Bregman is a far superior third baseman. And I think that's where the team is leading, where the team is leaning, and probably what's going to end up happening. Bregman, just wanting to keep his options open in free agency, said he was willing to move to second base, and Cora you know, said that he could, he thought he could be a Gold Glove caliber second baseman too. Just, you know, came up, Bregman came up as a shortstop at LSU. So it's not like he, you know, he's got the athleticism to kind of move around the diamond. But that said, third base is his spot. It's been his spot for years. And he showed what he can do in Houston. So I think the core kind of hasn't, core and Breslow haven't made decisions yet. They kind of are keeping it open, but keep saying they're going to put the best, you know, roster out on the field and best team that, you know, is going to help them win. And obviously with Bregman at third, that's what's going to do it. The Red Sox had the worst infield defense in baseball last year. They had 95 unearned runs. It was a certified mess. And so they're getting Bregman and putting him in a spot that can kind of shore up the infield, I think will go a long way. Getting Trevor Story back healthy at shortstop is obviously going to help as well. But I think you got to keep the guy that's the best at that position at third base, and I think that's Bregman. What that means for Devers, you know, yesterday he was adamant that he was not going to DH. We asked him if that meant he wanted to be traded, and he said he took a deep sigh and he said he hasn't thought that far ahead. So it's going to be a little damage control going forward. I don't think any of us, we all knew that Devers was very prideful and, you know, wanted to stay at third base. He's a professional athlete. All these guys are like that. But I don't think any of us anticipated him being as adamant and as just forthright with the comments that he had yesterday about just saying, I'm not going to DH. Third base is my position. I feel like this wasn't handled the right way. So, the Red Sox went from the high of the signing on Sunday, the announcement with Scott Boras here, to some drama in camp and kind of figure out how to navigate all this going forward.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're talking with Jen McCaffrey from The Athletic, who wrote a great story on Theo Epstein's role in the signing of Alex Bregman. with the Red Sox. And Jen, breaking news here in Chicago, your colleague at The Athletic, Patrick Mooney, is reporting that Justin Turner signed a one-year, $6 million deal with the Chicago Cubs to be presumably backup at third base, backup at first base, designated hitter, role to be determined later. He spent 2023 in Boston with the Red Sox. What do you remember if you were there covering the Red Sox, and what do you think about that move?
Yeah, I just saw that before I got on the phone with you guys, and I thought it was pretty interesting. You know, before the Red Sox signed Bregman, I actually was wondering if their Red Sox were going to be pursuing or kind of be considering Turner because he was such a good fit in Boston. He didn't want to leave Boston. He ended up staying in Boston for that winter because him and his wife were so enamored with the city, but didn't end up returning last year and ended up going to Toronto. So he was a huge influence on the clubhouse, on a young team at the time, and just was a good player too. He put up very good numbers, and you know, obviously not in the heart of his career. He's definitely towards the end of his career, but I think his calling card, he's always been known as a good clubhouse guy, to kind of just bring a team together and really be one of the spokespersons. He really stood up a lot in 2023 when the team was going through some tough times and some, you know, as you guys know, the Red Sox haven't been great lately, and so he stood up there pretty often and sort of bore the brunt of some of the tough questions that of why the team was failing so much, and kind of took on that kind of role in just sort of helping out some younger players at the time, like Jaron Duran, and just being a voice for the team. So as much as he, you know, might be towards the end of his career, I do think he still brings, you know, a solid right-handed bat to the lineup, and even more so is a good guy to have around a team and someone, you know, that, as we all know, it's such a long season. You need guys like that to kind of keep things level-headed, and his experience with what I think about 15 years in league at this point is someone that definitely can do that.
It's interesting because just reading all the Bregman stuff, I believe you reported that his wife has some kind of a program at Harvard that she got into. She's doing some kind of thing at Harvard. He also owns a racehorse with Walker Buehler called March of Time that won a race recently at Santa Anita. I mean, and then obviously Cora. I mean, there's just like weird connections that you don't think about for a guy.
Yeah, I think he listen, it all comes down to money, right?
Yes,
like you guys
yes.
were saying, they're not going to leave, you know, they're not going to not take a good deal. But that said, I think he very, very much wanted to be in Boston. He had all these connections. He's good friends with Alex Cora, you know, dating back to 2017 with that Houston team that was eventually, you know, had the sign stealing scandal that Cora was suspended a year for. They sort of had a rocky relationship in the years afterwards, but have since repaired the relationship. And Cora speaks highly of him now. But beyond that, yeah, Walker Buehler is a really close friend of his. Like you said, they own a racehorse together. And then, yeah, his wife got into this Harvard Extension School business program. She's going to be doing an entrepreneurial business track. They kept that very much under wraps because they didn't want the Red Sox to know that and kind of use it as leverage. But apparently we were talking to Bregman the other day, and he said she was going either way. So she has to be on campus for it, you know, obviously in Cambridge, right next to Boston. And so she was planning to on top of all this, she's 7 months pregnant and due at the end of April. So, I mean, they've got a lot going on with their family. She's committed. She's a very impressive person. So she was committed to, to honestly spending some time away from him with this newborn to go to this school. So I think they, on top of everything, I think that was a factor in a lot of this, obviously. I'm sure he was weighing that and trying to. I think that's why, for a lot of reasons, this dragged out a little longer because they kept trying to maybe get a little longer. The Red Sox were very adamant they didn't want to go much beyond 3-4 years because they have some young infield prospects coming up in the system, kind of knocking on the door, top 10 in baseball. Christian Campbell's one of them,
right.
That they don't want to block with like long-term deals. So they were very adamant about this type of contract, and that's why the deferrals you might have read about are so complicated and a little complex. It's not a traditional contract the way it's set up. And so I think Boris and Bregman were trying to maybe push for more, but definitely still wanting Boston to work out. And then I think in the end just decided this is kind of where we need to be, and we'll just deal with it and kind of have the opt-outs. If we see one, after a year, that this isn't where we want to be, then we have the option to kind of go back on the market. So, yeah, there were a lot of factors. It was a pretty complex process and kind of took a lot of effort on a lot of people's parts. But, yes, his wife is starting this program at Harvard in the spring, and is that's definitely going to be something that we'll probably be checking in with him on.
Jen, great stuff.
Jen.
Thank you very much for your time.
Really appreciate it.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.